Blog Talk Radio.
Check, one, two.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the coffee house. Oh, I'm a little sleepy this morning. I tossed and turned all night last night. And so, yeah, I definitely have a frog in my throat today and feeling a little rough, you know. If you follow me, you know I woke up yesterday thinking yesterday was Wednesday. I don't know. I don't know why my schedule's all off. How about you? Are you all together? I hope so. I hope so because I am just all thrown off this week, but I hope you're doing well. On a whole, I'm doing well. Just a little cuckoo this morning, so I'm going to get into a song. I'm going to start out with a special song, and I'm going to take you to church, okay? This is Just Pray by my dear, dear friend, G. Wright.
People are hurting. People are searching without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees to say a prayer. It changes things.
Just pray
for our nation.
Just
for deliverance,
just pray.
Oh, oh. Just pray for our sister.
Just pray
for our brother.
Just pray.
We need to pray. Just pray.
Please pray.
Please pray.
Please pray for you and me.
Children are hopeless.
Oh, yeah.
Children are crying. If we focus on you, there's nothing we can undo. We can make a change. It starts with me. It starts with you. Just pray
for
our sister.
Just pray.
We've got
Just Pray by G. Wright out there on the East Coast. I believe in prayer. I don't generally talk too much about my faith and religion or spirituality, you know, on the show. But, you know, I think that those of you that follow me, you must sense something, that there's something within me. I am a retired Baptist minister's daughter. I was raised up in believing in other people. I was raised up in understanding the power of prayer. And it is something that I do on a regular basis. I'll be honest with you, sometimes I really can calm myself and be able to pray and really get into it. And other times I pray and it's just something that I do, you know, but I think that I block my own self from just letting go and just having that honest conversation with God and you know, giving thanks and all of that. But on a regular, I do the prayer and meditation thing, and it's just something that I feel is really, really important. And I think there's something in not only praying for ourselves and releasing, but to pray for our neighbors and pray for each other and pray for our country. There's so much that's going on in people's lives today. Sometimes we don't always need to know the story. We just need to know that there's a need, you know. And so, you know, every day I get up and I give thanks, you know, for taking that first breath. At the end of the day, I give thanks for just all the blessings that I've received during the day. And I ask God for the strength, you know, to just, you know, take me through my trials and tribulations. I just think it's something really important. I hear my tea kettle going off in the background, so I'm going to jump into another track. This is a new artist who's come my way. I am so very excited that he did come my way, though. And I want to play his very new single. It's called Take Me Higher by James Cola.
pretend I shouldn't miss you. It shouldn't hurt so bad, I shouldn't have to tell myself I'm so much better without you. I sleep at night cause I can't forget you. I keep saying you weren't good for me. I keep saying you weren't meant to be bad. I'ma turn away and never look back. Act like I never met you, but I just can't. I can't keep lying to myself. I can't keep lying to myself. Why do I keep lying to myself?
Apartment in the four door, rocket to keep on breaking down.
right. Good morning. Good morning. Always good to start the day with some good, good music. I hope you're doing well. I'm starting to wake up a little bit here. As I was saying at the top of the show, I tossed and turned last night. I don't know what was up with me. I guess I just had a lot going on in my mind. I can't even tell you what it is. Kind of like one of those dreams that you can't, you know, recall. So anyway, I'm here. I got my tea going, and I'm feeling much better after I played those few songs. So I had to start out today's show with Just Pray by my dear, dear friend, gospel recording artist, G. Wright, out there on the East Coast. I believe he's in Maryland now. And then I went into a brand new piece, a brand new single from an amazing artist out of the UK, James Cola, with his new piece, Take Me Higher. And then I played Lettucey with her piece, Coffee. Felicia Temple, who I first was introduced to out of Soul Factory out there in New York, with her piece, Lying to Myself, and closing out that set with John Michael's Just a Man. You need to pay attention to top-notch music and marketing. John Michael's one of the artists. He's doing a lot of great things. Noel Gordine's another one. They are putting out some amazing, amazing music from that particular group. Well, how are you? How are you this morning? The sun's starting to come out. As I stated, I'm starting to feel a little better. I got to give a shout-out to my New York men. I closed out last night with one. Love the conversation. I started out my day today with another one who I've been missing. I've been missing. Sometimes I think we get connected to people that you work really, really well with. And, you know, things happen and life gets in the way and challenges get in the way or whatever. And to be able to reconnect, that was a blessing this morning. So sending out good vibes to my New York men. Thank you so very, very much for being connected. So how are you? How are you? How are you? You know, it's all about the attitude, right? It's all about the attitude. I'm working on mine. I'm working on doing less. You know, my East Coast people, they've been pulling my coattail lately, and it makes sense. Now that I sit back and I think about it, it makes a lot of sense. You know, sometimes we do a lot of things where, you know, we think that it's just, you know, creating new avenues maybe, you know, or whatever. And I think sometimes it is better, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, sometimes it's better to do less and be much more effective in doing less than doing more. So I'm slowing up. I have a little bit more time to have some me time for myself and making that decision, which is a blessing, which is a blessing. And even in the short time in doing that, you know, the opportunities are starting, you know, to open up. And it feels very, very good. I think I need to go into something that's just really going to liven you up and me up at the same time. I still haven't, this is like a down low. This is a down low piece. I have it. I don't even know if this artist has it. But this is my girl, Sister Love, and I'm going to play her piece that she performed live at the Triple Door. She opened up for Black Stacks. This is called Bam Bam by Sister Love.
Oh, you shoes. I don't have no Bam Bams on right now, but I know ladies love the shoes, right?
They got Bam Bams on.
Come on, I know y'all like your high heels. That's right, girl, I ain't got no Bam Bams on. I'm about to be barefooted, right? I said I ain't gonna do them like that. But this is my ode to shoes.
Bam, bam.
no more, right? All that sassy go out the door. All that swag is gone.
All your life to that one special person. You think, okay, it's the one right here, finally, at last. But there's one problem, and I mean it's a big problem. The only thing is, she has a significant other. Let me tell y'all what I went through. I can't sleep at night. Oh God, how I fight these feelings that I'm feeling. And you know, they just ain't right. I'm sitting here thinking about things I shouldn't do. So hard I try. Ain't got the nerve to be sitting around and lusting for another man's wife.
I was with another man's wife.
And it ain't right. And it ain't fair. Oh no, oh no.
I'm in love
with another man's woman. Now this woman doesn't know the love I have inside. It's enough pain and enough strain to make a grown man cry. I said it just ain't fair the way life deals your hand. I need to be ashamed of myself for loving a woman who's in love with another man. I'm in love with this woman, and she don't know. I can't let her know. I was raised to respect the Bible principles. See, my mother didn't play. She would always say, stay on your P's and Q's. She said it ain't easy trying to do the right thing. But keep your faith, cause this is a better place, and it's promised for the world to see. I mean,
I am with another man's woman.
Said I'm in love with another man's woman, and it's a crying shame.
keep asking myself, why do I, do I, do I put myself through this? When you don't love me,
Always be me, and I'll always be.
I don't know if you've noticed, but I've got some new artists to play for you here on Flava News Radio, and I'm so excited. I'm so excited to receive new music from new artists. It's a great experience. I had to start out that set with my girl, my sister Love, out here in the Pacific Northwest, with her piece Bam Bam that she performed live at the Triple Door as she opened for Black Stax. That was the raw, uncut, unedited recording, and it just makes me smile. You know, I don't know if you just have pieces that you can listen to that just make you smile. That particular piece just makes me smile. And how many of us women, you know, put on them high heels that just kill us? Now, my daughter Mariko worked for a natural chiropractor, and he'll tell you, do not wear heels. It's going to ruin your spine and organs and all kinds of stuff. And it's really interesting the things that we as human beings put our bodies through that really are not healthy for, you know, what we're doing just for the sake of looking good, right? And how many women can really, really walk in them shoes? Okay, have you sat there, you know, watching women in heels and like, okay, that is so not cute. You might look okay when you're standing still or sitting down, but that walk is so not cute. Anyway, all right, so that was Bam Bam's by Sister Love. Then I went into In Love with Another Man's Woman by Mr. Cotton. Okay, I called him Mr. Cotton, but he goes by 100% Cotton. So anyway, and then went into a piece by Nikki G and Morris Allen out of Arizona called Be All Right. Then went down to Florida and played Perfume by Royce Lovett, and closing out that set with Remain Me by Shaquise Malik. So, hey, I'm starting to wake up. I'm starting to get that frog out of my throat. I got my tea going on. I'm trying to stay away from coffee. Yeah, I never thought I really would do that, you know, because it's part of my routine with my daddy. And because he has to have his coffee every morning. So I'm like, you know what, make enough for myself so I can have coffee with daddy. But just kind of thinking, you know, I like too much cream in the coffee and everything. So I decided I needed to go with herbal tea. Yes, I got the teapot next to me, and this is tasting pretty yummy. So what you got going on today? I'm trying to think through. What does my schedule look like? Well, I started it out early with a colleague out there in New York, 6 o'clock. He is the one that, I don't know, what can I say? I don't think I'm ever going to get it through his head. We got a 3 hours time difference because he forever, 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock is the time that he starts reaching out. But you know what? I'm really glad. I'm really glad because I hadn't talked to him in a little bit, and we are going to do some projects together. So, yeah, that's some good stuff. Well, before I just keep rambling on, right, let me go into playing some more music. Let's see, how much time I've only got like 9 minutes left. Okay, let me play a few more pieces, okay? Let's take you down to the bay and play some Do Damage with Rock You All Night.
Let's do damage protection, huh?
Girl, I hear you. Talk about your man, that man. But I don't care about him. Cause Messed up this time. by them janky women. I know what I did in the dark when I showed enough come to light. But I'm begging you, baby, let me back in your life.
Messed up this time. Yes, you did.
You messed up a good thing.
You messed up this time.
I know I messed up, y'all.
You messed up a good thing.
I messed up a good thing, y'all.
We gather at the Coffee House every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to kind of gather and start out Pump Day together. I always try to bring you, you know, some good thoughts, great music, and, you know, even from time to time somebody calls in and shares this time with me. So I want to wish you a great, great day. Hug yourself, love yourself, and be good. You know, you matter. You really, really matter. So until next Wednesday, take care and stay tuned to Flava News Radio. Have a great day.